Hello, and welcome back to another exciting episode of the Alchemist Club. I'm Joe, your host and dungeon master for another thrilling D&D adventure. Joining me here today, we have
Daniel playing Jed Fleek.
Cahill playing Desmond.
I'm Zach and I play Falrock.
I'm Matt and I play Leolin.
Waffle playing Tarajux Heiko.
According to our mailbag, we have received approximately zero new fan letters.
Shame.
So, yeah, that's unfortunate.
And we're not even like all goofed up and ready for him, so I guess that's okay.
Yeah, that's
This is
probably fine.
a somber episode of the Alchemist Club.
Somber
We'll see how
indeed.
long that lasts.
Yeah.
So what happened last time?
We all fucked around and we
It
found
took
out.
an entire another episode, but we finally solved the puzzle of the four rooms.
You
I was
gotta go
going to
in
say
there.
we became anti-one with nature.
Yeah.
So, but yes, that's a much better
We
explanation.
got brain vaccinated.
We got brain vaccinated. Yeah.
Now we can look at crazy shit and be like, meh, I've seen crazier.
Okay. And is that
And
all?
then, well, then the puzzle was completed. I was really hung up this whole week thinking about, like, how did the room know when we had all been inoculated? But anyways, the room knew that we were all inoculated, and then the elevator that we are on descended further, and I don't think that we were ever informed what we beheld.
No, we don't know where it's leading to.
That was the last of it.
I put out my cigarette and I look off at the thing that we're all seeing right now, and I say, "My God."
That actually may be appropriate. So, as you descend and Falrock's light spills off of the elevator platform, you are passing through a large chamber that is, it's, you can't quite see the edges of the room. It fades into darkness at the kind of corners of your eyes. But what you can see in the foreground are adamantine
Oh.
golems. There are row after row after row of 12 foot tall, vaguely humanoid, but really, it looks, they almost look more like a Zelda boss than a person, per se. So, like, the arms are kind of connected directly to the torso instead of there being like proper shoulders. There isn't
Oh.
really a head per se. But they are clearly made of adamantine. You can tell that even from where you are standing on this elevator. And there are, like, think about images you've seen of the Terracotta Army.
I was gonna say the
Oh
exact same
no.
thing. Really ex re just really expensive terracotta army.
Yeah.
So this is where our CGI budget is gone.
No, all of the
They
adamantine
just
golems are
copied and
purely
pasted.
practical
Yeah.
effects.
Oh wow. Jeez. We're really no expense spared.
Thanks, Patreon Platinum members.
However,
But
there's like a cinematography trick in the back. We have a mirror set up, so
yeah.
there's actually only 10 ranks of adamantine golems. It just looks like there's hundreds.
And they were all made by a 3D printer.
They're resin.
The one that moves. That is a Jim Henson original.
I wish. So yeah, you behold this sight, and the elevator keeps going down and passes through the floor of that chamber. Yeah, you don't get to stop at the adamantine
Wait,
army
take me back.
Yeah, what?
Depot. Stop. I don't think it's our army.
Does the army look like it's been there a while?
Yes.
Okay.
So you continue descending, and you end in a large chamber, similar to the one that you left originally up at the top of this with the four doors. And in fact, there are four additional doors here.
Holy boy.
They do not have the elemental emblems on them this time. They just appear to be plain stone.
Mm-hmm. Going back to the army, did any of them have weapons?
Yes.
Okay. So they were truly an army. Left leg door. Oh?
You want to go to the what?
Yeah, because the left leg door. You know, where the door they make the left legs.
Yeah, of course. Which one of you is going to possess the golem and become the next Sage of Spirit?
Red leader.
I'll pile the cod piece.
Of course.
Man, that's a good one.
Those charisma casters.
I guess no writing above the door or anything.
Nope.
Okay.
They're all unadorned as well.
They're unadored.
I gather up wind around me. I would like to listen behind all the doors simultaneously any hint of, do I hear things being manufactured? Do I hear people, or is it just the silence of the tomb?
Make your check.
That is a total of 20 on my concentration.
You don't hear anything. One of these times you're going to do that, and I'm going to be like, somebody's screaming directly in your ear.
Yeah. It's Jed. Jed's full of arrows. He's been ambushed. Roll for initiative. I turn and I look at the group and I go, it's quiet. Too quiet. Yeah.
I'm going to leave that full pause in.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, good. Okay, so more information. We're about to be attacked. Yeah.
So, any theories about this place before we, are we...
Probably ought to open a door.
Yeah, we probably just got to open one.
I gesture graciously to Falrock and to the door, and I say, Falrock, would you like to open a door?
I'll open the door directly in front of us.
Okay. You open the door directly in front of you. And on the other side of this door is a staircase going down.
Okay.
I think we should check
the
other
doors
first.
Yeah, let's peek in the other doors first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which go to the right.
The next, we're just going left to right, one by one.
Clockwise. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the right, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, anti-clockwise? Whatever.
Widdershins and Deosil.
Ooh. Well, I never learned to read a clock, so.
Okay. So you open the next door, and there is another staircase going down.
Let's just open the other doors, because there's probably going to be staircases of those.
Yep. I checked the other doors.
Staircases going down.
Okay.
Okay, start at the leftmost one, and is this a spiral staircase or a straight one?
Straight staircase, but switch back, so... there's a landing and then it turns and goes down.
Okay.
Are they open or are they closed? Is there walls on each side or are these
Yeah, they're enclosed.
Okay. Guess we're all going down the same one together, right?
Yeah, going down the same one together.
Are you sure?
Yes. If we need to split up, we'll do it later.
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay. You go on down this first staircase.
Maybe sneak on down would be a more prudent verb. Maybe we
don't hit any big red buttons. We're fine.
That's Terra Jux's defining character trait.
It has been quite literally the death of me.
I will cast Pass Without Trace.
Hooray!
Right.
For free.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you are sneaking. Are you actually sneaking? Because then you have to make stealth checks.
I am actually sneaking.
Yes.
Sure.
Roll the one. Sneaky.
I turn to the group and I go, everyone be quiet. And then I turn. And the weird thing is, Tarjux is always flying. So it's like, how could you possibly trip and fall down the entire staircase?
But he does. It's incredible.
Is that table of pots and pans wasn't there before, but yeah. Suddenly.
The full drum set that Terrajux has been carrying with himself the entire time this podcast has been going finally slips from his pockets, and when it hits
my fey drum set and when that I took from the Feywild.
It hits the bottom, you get the
and then my trumpet lands next to it, goes
yep. Yep, perfect.
I got a 23.
I got a 25. I'm not really sure it matters. Yeah.
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 Fool of a took.
I got an 18.
Desmond.
23.
Perfect. Yeah, you.
Oh, Desmond!
That one. 10. Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get to add 10 to it, yeah.
Pass Without Trace.
Technically, I would have a 13, but.
But
however.
Unless. Yeah, so you make
all
your way
down here.
Down the stairs. Terrajux is in a crumpled heap at the bottom. He appears.
I'm sweeping up my collection of novelty sleigh bells.
He has landed on a jar that has broken, and a bunch of little beads have spilled out. That's for real. That's not a joke.
Oh,
okay.
I investigate one of these beads.
Make an investigation check.
This was just like at the bottom of the stairs?
I mean, it was near the bottom of the stairs.
and then
yeah. Somebody fell out of the stairs. These appear to be beads of adamantine, pure adamantine.
Oh.
I try to grab them all.
Okay.
Precious. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I start sweeping them up into a pouch. I now have the most expensive bag of ball bearings in the entire world.
I think we should have those with us. I don't think we should take those all the way back up.
Okay.
Activate the golems.
Well, sure.
No, Falrock is worried about sparking international war.
Yeah, I like.
Aren't
you
we
drop
all?
One of these somewhere, and there's a problem.
Oh, we've been through this before.
Why don't we just go to another continent and sell them? They can.
I'm fine with that.
We can ruin their
economy. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The real question is, how many can Terrajux keister before Falrock notices?
I'm guessing
more than I want to count.
Yeah, not an insignificant number, honestly.
Terrajux, what are you eating? What are you eating? Show me. Spit it out. Spit it out. I'm just like,
arr, arr. How many times did I have to tell you? Not even dwarves eat rocks.
Falrock, what if I'm an adamantine alamancer?
Do some of the things you eat not go through your digestive tract, like dodge it because of the cloud in your
torso? Oh, that's a fascinating
torso.
Question.
When's the last time Terrajux has gained sustenance?
Okay, right.
The year was 1972. Because I still partake of breakfast every morning.
You do?
Yeah, but where does it go? Where does it go? Do you have daily constitutionals?
Okay, that is a really good question, actually. Joe?
Joe, do I poop?
Does everybody poop, or am I exempt?
Sorry, I was looking up a very specific gif. Terrajux, and I'm, you know, so excited to be answering this question live on air. Terrajux does poop.
Okay. Well, there you have it, folks.
You heard it here first.
Today we learned.
Unfortunately for all of us.
Unfortunately, I do still have a functioning digestive tract.
This is the worst timeline.
Well, you...
Actually, how do we know it's my poop?
Oh, no, we're not.
Yeah, now there's an intriguing possibility.
Well, I mean, I could lay a gross one on you right now, because all the food you eat's digested. What you poop out is the bacteria that have lived and died digesting the food for you.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's, eat the ball it's bearing.
Like the tomb of the unknown soldier.
Yeah. Actually, eat a ball bearing.
Jesus Christ.
Diva comes out.
Another episode of the Alchemist Club.
We're really starting this on a solemn note. Didn't last.
Yeah,
I
mean,
I pass off the adamantine ball bearings to Falrock for inspection.
They are definitely adamantine ball bearings.
I'm like, hey, Falrock, here you go.
Those are not candies.
I spit out the one I was hiding under my tongue.
Uh-huh.
And I take the one out of my nose.
Sometimes it's better not to ask.
What else is in this room that I have fallen into?
So this room has several of these jars adorning shelves on the walls. Your best guess is that there are about 24 of them. Mm-hmm. And there are other pieces of equipment, that kind of take up the center space here. It looks like a workshop of some sort.
Do we see the other staircases?
They don't lead into this room, do they?
No, they don't lead into this room.
Okay, so there are... Okay, so we are going to have to go back and check the other rooms.
Only if you're a completionist.
I approach the... Farrakh, this seems like a smithy kind of vibe down here.
Yeah,
so
can I make an investigation check? Or like
a... You can. You can make an investigation check.
Mm-hmm. Shadowheart, add guidance.
Do I actually get anything for this because of stone cutting, or just no?
No.
Okay. That is a 19.
So, it looks like, you're kind of looking at this equipment, you're kind of, examining the bits and bobs that you see, and it looks like this is kind of similar to the apparatus, the equipment that's detailed in Laurie's notes on how to work adamantine. But it's not quite like one-to-one. There's definitely some differences here. For one thing, this is ancient.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not entirely sure what to do with that. Would I have the knowledge to get it working again, or would that take too long? Or because it's too old, I wouldn't be able to.
It's not similar enough for you to properly convert it one to one to Laurie's slides, air quote.
It's just recognizable as a workshop then.
Okay. Yes.
Well, interesting. Adamantine workshop.
And how many jars of these beads did you say there were?
About 24.
Okay. Gonna slip one of those into my pack. Mm-hmm.
The whole jar?
Yeah. Okay. Never know when I'm gonna need to bribe a judge.
With enough adamantine to purchase a duchy?
Exactly. Yeah. So let's go. Let's go check the other staircase. Now I'm excited.
Yeah. Going up. I have a thought as we're just because of everything being so old down here is like, and I'm like just wondering this, thinking about this out loud. Was there anything just because we've seen some stuff that we think might date back to like the hatching or pre-hatching? Right. Is there anything about golems or adamantine and golems used to battle?
Well,
the
adamantine is hatchling material, if I'm remembering right.
Right. Yeah. Adamantine, and the Underdark is a separate plane. Yes.
Yeah.
Adamantine is essentially like what you get when the hatchling interfaces with the prime material. Like it's an admixture of the shell of the egg and ore.
Okay.
So that's kind of where that is, and that's, you suspect, partly why adamantine has the kind of like nullifying effects that it does.
Right.
Because it's like a unique blend of making that far realm influence stable on the prime material.
So
what was the second question?
I guess my question was there anything about, I'm sure we would all have to do a history check, but it's just, is there anything we know in like the, how the hatchling was defeated about these like golems being used or in the fight against the hatchling?
I don't think it would.
Just disappeared. Just left.
Well, so make a history check, please.
Okay.
Or else.
Rolled a 4.
Of course you did.
That's a 3. Let's go.
I got a 19.
I'll save you guys.
19.
Got all that wisdom. Oh, wait, it's intelligence. Check.
Exactly, yep. It's intelligence.
Yes,
yeah, we're kind of a dumb party.
only a little bit.
Critical success.
It really is going to save you.
Yeah. I'm not rolling, then.
So, Desmond, and it's honestly pretty fitting. Desmond would know that the hatchling, like, the gods disappeared when the hatching occurred. And this was because they, according to scripture and what they said, they were going to subdue the hatchling and prevent it from, like, essentially consuming its own eggshell, right?
Okay.
So, mortal forces did not really have anything to do with the hatching or preventing the hatching or fighting off the hatchling. Like, that occurred outside the mortal sphere of influence. All of their efforts were bent towards essentially ensuring that the planet Orus survived.
Right.
Yeah.
Was adamantine a thing before the hatching? Or,
yes.
To me, in my... Okay, it is. I guess I always pictured it as like a post-hatching thing. But I guess you... The egg was still there even before it hatched. It was just...
Very true, yes.
Awaiting a dwarf to delve too deep and hit it with a pickaxe. And
yeah.
A giant crack traveled all the way across the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So these... Yeah, these golems are very cool, but... The fact that the room up above was specifically inoculating us against hatchling influence, it does seem like they're related, even if we don't have causal evidence of that.
Yeah.
I think we should check out the next staircase.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we need more information for sure.
I fly back up the stairs.
Okay. You fly back up the stairs.
And then I wait for everybody else to climb back up.
Thank so, you. Appreciate it.
If that was door one, which door, which staircase would you like to investigate next?
Door number two.
Yeah, let's just go around the horn.
Okay. You just go around the horn. You descend the stairs, and you find at the bottom of this flight of stairs... Well, I guess first, are you sneaking?
Yes.
Yes.
Make your stealth roll.
Aha!
36.
21!
Okay.
17.
22.
29, or 28.
All right. You very stealthily make your way down to the bottom of the stairs. And this room contains several large frames, would be the best way to describe it, probably. Excuse me, I'm very sleepy. And in these frames are half-assembled adamantine golems.
Ooh.
Make a perception check, everybody, please. Falrock with advantage.
Roll the one.
Great.
Can we 21. Make a golem and call it golem?
Get them out before the fight. 25.
21.
Okay. Everybody who rolled above, like, a 15, there is a hatch that you see in the wall here, and it looks like, based on its positioning on the wall, this connects over to the adamantine refinery next door.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So when you say a frame, are these, like, surrounded by tool stations, or...?
Think about the, like, power armor frames from Fallout 4.
Okay. Oh, so like a kind of like a motor winch, like yeah. Like an engine block hoist.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
I will send a picture.
So there are some of these golems are like partially disassembled here, or I guess partially not finished. I'd like to poke around inside and see if the inside is like clockwork, or if there are like runes inside, or a power source that's obvious, because I get the feeling we're going to have to fight one of these someday, and I would like to be an informed citizen.
Go ahead. Go ahead, make an investigation check.
Roll the two.
Okay. you can't. You cannot see what, like, you go to look, and there are just plates in the way. And you're like, oh well.
Have any of the anti-adamantine arrows left, so
yeah,
just FYI guys.
yeah no, if an adamantine golem shows up, we immobilize it in like earth or something, or ice, and then we leave.
Yeah,
because we've already made out like bandits, and I pat my backpack. Are there pieces of golems lying on workbenches here, or like how disassembled are these?
There are a couple of like limbs that are on the workbenches, a set of what you assume are specialized tools for doing this kind of work.
I pocket one of the specialized tools.
Okay. There's one that looks like a dentist drill. There's one that looks like a little buffing machine. And there's one that looks like a combination between a socket wrench and a screwdriver.
I will take the drill.
Okay. You've done so.
Okay. And these things, now that we're up close, we can get a better sense of the proportions. How tall are they?
They are about 12 feet tall.
Okay. Oh. big lads.
Biggins.
Mm-hmm.
Staircase number 3, anybody?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Away we go.
You go down staircase number 3. Staircase number 3 leads to a smaller room than the other two. There is another door on the opposite wall from where the staircase enters, and the walls to the left and the right of you are covered in intricate designs, largely spiral geometric patterns.
Kind of like what we saw above?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I let someone else take point here, because if I was going to put a trap in this room, it would be this room.
Oh, isn't like your entire body tingling about thinking about setting it off, though?
Not as much as it's tingling about watching Leyland get impaled.
Tingling, tingling in anticipation of future dismemberment, yes.
Look.
I don't think a golem would be looking to impale. I think it would be like just smash. Golem
smash.
It would just like it'd just pull you apart like a string cheese.
Yes.
That's what everybody wants, right?
No, actually the fucked up thing is nobody programmed the golems how to eat string cheese, so they just bite into it.
Oh.
They don't string their cheese.
Oh. Horrible.
I know. But also really intimidating.
Incredibly, yeah.
Okay, so there's the symbols here, and then you say there's one door at the end of like a hallway, or...
Yes.
Am I? Okay.
It's less a hallway and more of like an antechamber.
Yeah. No furniture or anything in this space?
Nope.
All right. I go up to the door and I give a listen just to make sure we're not about to get murdered.
As well, though.
It's like a 21 to listen.
Or one more stairs to check out.
There is one more staircase to check out.
So far, these have been dead ends after a short distance, so I want to see what's behind this door.
It's a goat. That's a Monty Hall problem joke for all of our listeners.
Oh my god, you're right. And I go, damn it, we should have swapped doors. It's mathematically always the right choice, Falrock.
Anyway, you don't hear anything behind this door.
I open the door.
There's a staircase going down.
Okay, let's check the last one before we do this one.
Yes.
We go to the fourth staircase, we go all the way up, we go all the way down. We sneak. I probably roll shit for stealth. I rolled another one.
Holy get shit. Out now. Change your dice.
Gosh.
Yeah.
What's at the bottom of staircase number 4? As I fall with as I fall with 100 small glass figurines tumbling out of my backpack.
The very first thing at the bottom. I don't I don't know how this is happening. Like Terrajux's shoes batteries are running low or
yeah, I need to get them taken in for an oil change.
I've just knocked a bunch of stuff off my desk, so that's fun.
Wow, it's like I'm really there.
It's so realistic, yeah.
Listeners, follow along at home with Tarjus's one by throwing a bunch of shit off yourself.
The very first thing at the bottom of the stairs is Terrajux in a crumpled heap, floating 2 inches off the ground.
And I go, whew, almost landed on my keys.
This room appears to be some sort of... It has, like, strong waiting room vibes.
Huh.
Like, there's a bunch of chairs. They don't look very comfortable. They're made of stone. If they had cushions, the cushions have long since turned to dust.
There's some, like, sconces on the wall.
Yeah. There's a single copy of a textless magazine that looks like it would disintegrate if you so much as breathed on it.
It doesn't have text?
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Because
so Falrock
can speak any language.
It's true. I can speak and read any language. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I thought the antechamber was a negative space.
The cover of the magazine is more of those abstract swirly signs.
Okay, I do not immediately rush over and pick it up, even though I really want to.
The mere act of rushing towards it would probably cause it to...
would annihilate
it. Yeah, it would cease to exist.
Interesting. And it's just that sitting on like a... Is it on a table or in a frame or...
It's just sitting on the table.
Okay. Nothing else in here?
Doesn't look like it.
I snoop around the walls a little bit to see if this is like a magazine. That's so weird. Do I even know what a magazine is?
I don't know. Do you?
I feel like we need to take it or somehow. I mean, take record of it though.
Booty, hooty, get booty.
Yeah, I take a hoot of the cover, but I mean, without being able to repair it or take it to like.
Or is this an Indiana Jones type thing where it's like you remove it and something causes
it,
the whole place
to
come down?
Well, I think removing it is going to turn
into dust. Yeah.
Does mending work on a pile of dust?
I'm going to say no.
Okay, I'm just going to cast mending on it now then.
I don't think mending repairs temporal damage, but give it a shot. Fuck it.
It won't, but yeah, I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay.
I'll cast mending.
Nothing happens.
What if we cast Death Ward on it?
I mean, it's really dry. Should we just get it wet?
No.
No.
It's dehydrated. You just add water.
What if... identify isn't really what we're looking for. Maybe. Identify might work. Yeah, I gotta say, archival restoration of documents is not in my character archetype. I don't.
You know, Kelly.
I didn't get that ability at the sixth level.
Can we like just end the episode and have her write in what to do?
But you'll have to wait a couple weeks because this isn't going to air for a while.
Because I don't want to destroy this. I'm busy next week. I also don't want to just ignore it. Is there any way we could look between the pages of a...
If this is a waiting room, is it to, like, go through to where we were, to the staircases, or is there another exit?
There is not another exit. So your best guess would be that this is for the other room.
Okay.
Weird.
Yep. Because we have this entire like golem factory we're hyper focusing on a piece of paper.
You mean there are several hundred adamantine golems and a magazine?
That magazine that I can't read.
All right, well, we'll just leave it here and we'll come back later. I think it's time we go downstairs. Everyone think that sounds reasonable?
Okay. Yeah.
Go down staircase 3, open the door, go down staircase 3, sub-staircase 1.
Yeah. You go down the stairs, are you sneaking?
We're sneaking.
Yes.
Then you should make...
I'm done sneaking.
Okay.
I'm done
sneaking. Terjux, can I go first this time?
I'm already gone, you can't see me, I'm so sneaky.
Damn it.
Doubtful, but go ahead.
25.
31.
I'm not sneaking. They can go first.
Sneaking. I'm done.
I'm trying to follow Terajux as closely as possible without him noticing.
I pop out of a shadow in front of Terrajack.
Boo.
What do we see at the bottom of the stairs?
At the bottom of the stairs is a beautiful indoor garden with water features, like there are fountains, a babbling, like little artificial stream. There are trees. It looks like somebody transplanted a section of a botanical garden into the underdark.
That means we can come back here.
I mean, are there trees, or are they just like
Joe said the size trees. Of a
ficus? I said trees.
Oh.
A ficus is a tree, Daniel.
Okay, but the size of a small tree.
Is this room artificially
one tree the size of a small tree?
Or
what was that?
Are there, like, sun lamps here? How is this room illuminated? How are these
there
trees
are,
light?
It doesn't appear, like, there is light, but it doesn't appear to have a source point. There aren't any shadows in this room. So Leyland gets to the bottom.
Sure, it was like that as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The ziggurat? Yeah.
So Leyland gets to the bottom of the stairs and just, like, pops out involuntarily.
They've mastered diffuse lighting.
Yep.
Damn it.
Weird. Okay. Yeah, I yelp a little bit as Leyland springs out in front of me, and then talons run down the back of my neck gently. It's like, God, space! Personal space!
I didn't want you to fall, buddy.
And then I want to go into the room and, like poke around a little bit, see if these are, like, surface plants or underdark plants or some weird third thing that I haven't said.
Mm-hmm.
But is there anyone in here?
Just you all.
There's me now. And then I also want to maybe sample the water. Maybe just take, like, a little...
Just a little sippy sip?
Just dip my finger in, make eye contact with Ched, and then, like...
What is... Okay, what kind of weird power games are going on here?
Yeah.
Look, Ched started it.
What?
Okay. So, make a nature check.
Ooh, I don't get to make those very often.
As... Slap the water out of his face.
Let's see, that's a total of 16.
Yeah, these... You don't recognize these plants. But you really can't say more about them. The water tastes refreshing and cold.
Neat.
Does Ched recognize any of them?
Make a nature check.
Okie dokie. Oh gosh. And that's intelligence based.
Sure
Sad.
Is.
Sad. I'm not a smart boy.
He's found our weakness. After all this time, none of us have intelligence.
You seriously didn't think that it would come down to botany?
It is a
you know, when we started this however many years ago, no, I did not think it was all going to come down to botany. My mistake.
I'm gonna check out everything as well. Nature check.
Yeah, make a nature check. Ched got a 20. I haven't forgotten. I heard you.
Oh, 19.
He's so disappointed.
I have a plus 6, though. I was hoping.
Ched, these are indeed surface plants, but the only place you've ever seen anything that looks like them is fossils that exist in the deep roots of the marbled mountains.
These are ancient plants.
Hmm.
They look like ferns, or
what do they look like? Some of them look kind of ferny.
Okay.
Oh, banana.
Ancient plants.
How are these sustaining themselves? I look around. Like,
there's diffused light. There's magic light.
But what is powering the magic light? I mean, there's nothing else down here active.
We don't know that.
that we've seen so far.
The elevator works.
True, there's a lot of mechanisms here that are working, and we haven't found a power source, but they're
that
they're
had to be working. Activated, though. This is just kind of passively running.
Fair, the door portals still, are working.
To me, power is power, so...
Yeah, I think we're going to go downstairs further and find, like, a fully working, like, thing that's just idling or something. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it's a permanent enchantment. Those are a thing, right?
Yeah.
I didn't go to wizard school.
You sure didn't. That's like...
all my spells are very brief.
What school?
You...
I'm...
You were at the school. You've been to the wizard school.
Yeah, you're...
That was a school? I thought that was an academy. What's the difference?
You tell me. I don't know. What's the difference between a school? All right, you asked. Now we're going to have to take time out of our podcast to find out together.
Here we go.
No, Chad is just asking in character to the other people because
is that people at an academy are snooty and people at a school are kind of boring.
Sounds like someone who never went to a school or an academy.
Damn right.
Apparently, the primary difference between a school and an academy is that an academy is more independent in terms of its curriculum and receives financial and material support from outside sponsors.
Ah, they don't heel to the Juxian Board of Education.
Correct. And so Terrajux must shun them.
Charge whatever we want. Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so there you go. There's the thing that you've learned today.
Door on the other side? Is there? Question mark?
There is another door on the other side, yes.
Okay. Pick my way through the garden here, looking for any likely apples, and then, go open that door.
There are no apples. There are none.
I open the door.
It does not open. In fact, it doesn't even have a handle.
I go to grasp the handle, I miss the handle, and I just shoulder check the door and go,
ugh.
How do I even know it's a door if it, like, there's a
because
door
it's,
frame?
Yeah, it's in an archway.
I just kind of slap my hands against it a couple times with a look of complete confusion. Does it look like there used to be a handle, or is it just smooth...
Smooth stone.
Stone? Okay. Any runes on the frame, or writing, or any indication of... maybe the ancient dwarvish version of pull or push?
Speak, friend, and enter. No. There are runes on the door, but there isn't. It's not like, hey,
they're pictographic.
Here's the password.
I squint at him and say, "Balrog, this door isn't a door."
This door isn't.
This door isn't a door.
When is a door not a door?
When it's being a huge fucking pain in the ass.
When it's a solid stone wall.
Am I actually able to read the runes or no?
You are actually able to read the runes.
Oh,
that's miracle always nice.
I know. Sometimes I like to throw my players a bone because I'm a benevolent and generous dungeon master.
Oh, it would have taken us two episodes otherwise.
It might still.
yeah, I was about to say, you're giving us a little bit too much.
How much time did you spend on that unlocked door earlier?
It was a riddle!
It wasn't a riddle. That was the whole point. the runes above the door say, seek the key in the garden.
Oh, great. Okay, well, look for a key in the garden, guys.
I think it's going to be more metaphorical than that.
Bold. Very bold.
Yeah.
So this garden has like a, it's cultivated and things are in like neat, tidy rows, or is it kind of, oh, it's just wild?
There are, excuse me, there are like wandering paths through.
Okay.
But it's not like an orchard or a farm. Like I said, very, very strong botanical garden vibes.
Mm-hmm. I would like to go stand in the very middle of it.
Okay, that is a thing that you do whenever you encounter a space.
The water.
No, I just I think better when I'm in the middle of a space.
Water. How deep does it look?
A couple feet.
Okay. Like you can see the bottom clearly and everything.
And it's definitely artificial. Like the bottom is just smooth stones that look like paving stones.
Got it.
I'm going to fly up to the ceiling and look down on the garden from above and see if it like, if it's laid out in some particular pattern or spiral or something.
It doesn't look like it.
Okay. Well, from up here, if there is a bee, it might be shiny and I'll look for it.
Can I make an investigation check to see if, or a perception check, whichever is relevant, to see if any of the plants are shaped like a key or have a key-shaped flower? It's a silly idea, but...
Or maybe they're known as, like, the key flower. Like, that's their
name. Well, they're ancient, so, like, I doubt we would know that, but that's why I'm looking at, you know, physical characteristics. So.
That botanical journal would that from be that other room.
Investigation or perception?
Investigation.
Okay, that's a 14.
You don't spot any key-shaped plants in here.
Okay.
Are there any more? Are any of the other like walls of the room like? Are there other like stone-shaped walls, or is it pretty? Everything like pretty covered by like plants and everything.
The little garden section makes up just the very like there's a 10-foot border of stone around the garden area. So when you get to the stairs, you exit, there's like think about the space around a swimming pool almost. And then inside that is the plants.
All right. I want to walk the perimeter of it and look for if there's actually more of like either a door shaped in the stone or a key shaped within there somewhere.
Sorry, you're looking for a door or key shape in the like the floor?
I'm looking around the in the wall.
Oh.
Like all around the surrounding. Like in like the borders of the room, like in like if there's actually if the wall, if where we thought the door is actually somewhere else, pretty much.
Okay. Make an investigation check.
I have an idea, but I'll see how this pans out.
A total of 18.
You don't see anything that would resemble another exit to this place. And based on what you've experienced so far in this complex, whoever made it doesn't seem to be like a particularly subtle people or architect or what. Like the entrances have always been clearly signposted, if sometimes incomprehensible.
No.
So, find the key in the garden could be very, very literal.
It could.
Yeah. And while people are rooting about for the key, I'm going to use my staff of the woodlands to awaken one of these plants.
Ooh. Oh.
Scream.
Sorry, I have to look up the awaken spell now.
Target gains an intelligence of 10. It's the ability to speak one language I know.
I do want to point out that the casting time for awaken is 8 hours.
What if we use speak with plants instead?
And you need an agate worth 1,000 gold pieces.
Oh, I, well, not... I don't, because of my staff. But I will use... Yeah, speak with plants instead. That's what I meant to...
That's... Pick. Okay, that's much better. Yes. That's like, alright, everybody, take 8, sit down, camp out.
Chad's gonna do some tree stuff.
I'm gonna imbue this plant with sentience for all of time.
and then we're just gonna leave it down
here. We're gonna leave it down here. So, yes. You cast Speak with Plants. I'm gonna have to check something on that now, too. Because I'm a cruel and unusual dungeon master. Okay. Yeah, so you cast Speak with Plants, and which kind of plant are you going to try to speak with? There's like...
What are my options?
There are ferns and cycads, there are broadleafed trees, there's a couple of pine equivalents, some water lilies in one of the ponds, or things like water lilies. There are flowers, a couple of wild grasses.
Probably just choose broadleaf the biggest tree because it's been there the longest.
Broadleaf tree.
Okay.
I'm afraid of how, spiny the pine tree is going to be, and the water lily might be hard to understand with its underwater dialect. Yeah. And flowers can they're so full of themselves sometimes. I need something more sensible.
I didn't realize Shed has such strong opinions.
Yeah. I target one of the broadleaf trees.
Okay. It slowly starts to... Like, you hear a humming, almost like a humming, that eventually resolves into, like, hello.
Hello! What's your name?
I do not have a name. I simply am.
Isn't that easy? What can you tell me? How long have you been here? A long time?
It's been a very long time.
You have no concept of time, of course. When was the last time? What kinds of people did you see around here before us?
There were the planters.
Did the planters or anybody else hide anything in here amongst your roots or the grass or?
It's possible that they did so. I don't have anything in my roots.
Do you know if there is any other way out of this room other than, and I point to the staircase we came in from, that staircase?
There is the other door that you could leave through.
Is there another door? Did we see another door? Did I miss? Oh, okay, okay. How did people go through that door?
They had the key.
And do you know if the key is nearby?
The key is in the garden.
Oh, the trees here. Are in on it.
So here.
Yes.
This garden.
This garden.
Okay. And you don't know where it's hidden?
I do not.
No further questions. The witness may be dismissed.
Goodbye, strange creature.
Ched, did your tremor sense picking up any, like, boxes or metal objects in the ground, or...
I can try, but unless it's moving, or... I mean, try stamping on the ground a little bit.
Yeah, I jump up and down so that Ched has a source of sonar vibrations.
Okay. There is a vast tangle of roots beneath your feet. Some of them have like balled up and joined together, but you don't discern anything like a lockbox or anything like that.
I look upward. Could it be that a key is hanging from a branch or ensconced up there?
Make a perception check.
Roll the one.
Look up too, since I see Terrajux just looking up at apparently nothing, or just
Terrajux really just likes the branch. The leaves. Yeah.
I look up and I'm like, ah, this is nice. I like it here.
Dirty 20.
Are you also looking at the branches?
Yeah, I'm looking for just, something, anything of... Because I would assume he was like, maybe it's in the trees before then he looked up and was like, oh, it's nice. Or, oh, this is just really, really
lovely.
I look
up towards the tree and then you see the characteristic sight of Terrajux accidentally meditating.
He zones out for a bit.
I've gotten so good at it.
You don't spot anything resembling a key in the branches, no.
Okay, then I'm going to do what I wanted to do. I'm going to get a cup of water.
Okay.
And I want to go and just splash it on the wall where the runes are and just see if anything happens.
Is there any particular like rationale behind that?
I just thought that the water was had some maybe special characteristics to it. I just didn't know.
Keys in the garden. Maybe the water is also in the garden and therefore the key.
Yeah.
You think the tree would have said something like that, but I don't know.
No, the tree's not giving us shit.
I think the tree's in on it.
Yeah.
The key is in the garden.
So should we cut the tree down and look at its insides? See the keys in the tree?
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Oh, no.
There's no way that you have to cut down a tree every time you want to open this door. That would be inconvenient for...
They usually keep it propped open.
Well, I don't have a locate spell prepared, so...
Yeah, I don't either. I say like I have any utility spells.
Chad, ask what the key looks like. Maybe we should have done that.
Okay, sure.
I'm going to walk back. That's going to get answered.
Yeah.
It looks like a key. I'm going to ask the broadleaf tree what the key that folks used to open that door looks like.
Okay. It wakes back up and there's the good morning, strange creature.
Good morning, strange creature.
It doesn't actually say good morning because it has no concept of time down here. The light never changes.
Good morning is just it's an artifact of the translation.
Yeah. It's like when you put the hat on Frosty, he says happy birthday.
Yeah.
It's like the tree says aloha.
Mahalo.
Okay, it's awake again.
Yeah, I ask it about the key.
What's the key look like? What's it made of, maybe?
Yeah, I already asked the question, so.
It looks like a flower.
Ah, there you go.
Okay.
You know what?
See, it was useful.
That's better than nothing.
Is it an actual flower, or is it shaped like a flower?
It looks like a flower.
But, like, these flowers, and I point to the flowers at my feet?
There are four to five different varieties of flower at your feet.
Does it look like any of these flowers?
I don't know the difference between the flowers. They are so short-lived.
That's problematic.
I have an idea. Great time for Terrajux to use your windy thing. We like, if it truly is like a key, then it should not. It probably is weighs differently from a normal flower, so wind should affect.
I get a little teary and choked up. I think this is the first time that Leylin has ever asked me to summon the wind to dance upon my fingertips. And I'm like, I have to shake my hands out and like center myself. Like, okay.
I got this.
Gotta do this right. Leyland's watching.
We don't have a fucking tornado now. We just need to blow some flowers, and we're looking for one that doesn't move the same way.
I move into a sort of like Tai Chi rhythm, and I would like to whirl the most gentle and playful summer breeze that anyone has ever felt across this garden, just to tickle across the flowers, to pet over them like a bunch of unseen hands from the benevolence of nature.
And I'm paying very close attention with my tremor sense.
Okay.
Well, I'm not doing that, but I'm looking at the flowers.
what are eyes if not a sort of light based tremor sense?
I can't argue with you.
Yeah, yep, they both detect waves, right?
Yeah. Yep. Well, one of them can also detect particles.
Okay. Yep. The flowers all behave more or less the same.
Damn it. What if it's just any flower?
So we're just going to go through and pick every flower and just put it on the door.
What does the keyhole look like?
There isn't one.
There isn't one, yeah.
I pick a flower at my feet that looks pretty, and I take it over to the door and like wave it around and like poke the door with it.
Nothing happened. Well, let me check something.
Okay.
Nothing happens.
All right, it's not this one.
Try this one, and I grab a different flower. Okay. And hand it to Terrajax.
I wave it around in front of the door. I poke it. I take the flower next to the door, and I go, the door opens, the door opens not. The door opens, the door opens not. The door opens! And then I see there's only one petal left. I'm like, the door opens not! Damn it!
Yeah, it doesn't open.
We're going to come back in like 6 months when it's actually flowering season.
Is there maybe a type of flower here that's like not supposed to be with the others, or
druidcraft to make them grow or something?
I pull out a bead of adamantium and I wave it around among the garden to see if any of these react to it. Maybe, like maybe there's a kind of flower that I don't know, because this is like an adamantium foundry. Fuck if I know.
Nothing happens when you wave the adamantium bead.
Grumble and put it back in the jar.
Any other suggestions or thoughts?
Good old-fashioned investigation check to look for a fucking flower-shaped key.
I think we already did that.
No, you looked for a key-shaped flower.
I'd like to do an investigation check to see if there's just one of a type of flower. So I'm looking to see if there's like multiple of all other types of flower, but just one of certain flower.
Okay. Both of you make your investigation checks.
17.
22.
Okay, both of you, as you are looking at the flowers, note that there is one particular variety that catches your eye, and I mean that as in, like, it feels like a dull hook is kind of poking at your ocular nerve. Kind of in the same way that standing in the tornado room upstairs did.
Terrajux's room.
It's not Terrajux's room, though. it's kind of a similar sensation to that. Like, something that's off-key, out of place.
The other rooms are just like this. Okay. Maybe? I don't know. Anyway, I try to focus in on the flower and, just follow the hook feeling.
Yeah, so this flower definitely has some otherworldly properties. It does not fit. It does not seem natural.
Its stem is just a little too light green, and its petals are a little hard.
The petals are four-dimensional.
Oh, very hard.
Yeah.
Out and pick it over to the...
Yeah. Pick it and lick it. By which I mean put it against the door.
Yeah, not doing that, but...
No, it's okay. We're inoculated to the eldritch tastes.
That wasn't one of the rooms. Taste was not one of the rooms.
Well, then we need to inoculate ourselves to the taste.
I put it up to the door.
Detect poison and disease.
You put it up to
not
the door.
Not licking it.
And the stone slowly grates down into the floor.
Hey!
Huzzah!
And that's where we're gonna stop. Whew. That was a longer one. It's been over an hour.
The trench is all over again.
So, I've been Joe, your host and Dungeon Master, for another thrilling D&D adventure. If you wish to get in touch with us, you can do so at thealchemistclub88@gmail.com or thealchemistsclub88@gmail.com. You can find us on any podcast hosting platform of your choice. Tell your friends, leave a review, write us a letter. We would love to hear from you, Patches. Matthew, what are our socials?
Find us at @thealchemist_club on Twitter and @thealchemistclub on TikTok.
And our intrepid adventurers today were...
Daniel, playing Ched Fleek.
Cahill, playing Desmond.
I'm Zach, and I play Fall Rock.
I'm Matt, and I play Leolin.
Waffle, playing Tarajux.
Thanks for joining us.